Okay, well, we're talking with Austin Lowes. He is the chairman of the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. Appreciate being on.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. A couple things to discuss. One is something that I can't recall for your tribe in a long time is accepting new membership, and that starts real soon here. Will you explain how that works?
Yeah, so for the longest time, the roles for the Sioux Tribe have been closed, but the Sioux Tribe Board of Directors under my chairmanship recently reopened those roles, and as long as individuals can trace their ancestry to the Sioux Tribe, they're eligible for membership and all the services that come along with it. So it's something that we're really excited for because our brothers and sisters have been locked out of this tribe for a long time, and we're finally going to be reunited with them.
So what kind of proof do they need without getting into all the exact, you know, fine details?
Yeah, so there's certain roles that we recognize as, you know, being historical documents that detail who our citizens were, the members of this tribe. And if you can trace your ancestry to those individuals listed on those roles, then it makes you eligible for enrollment in the Sioux Tribe.
And what's the purpose of doing this?
Well, there's a lot of Native Americans that are ineligible for Sioux Tribe services. A lot of people rely on those services, and if they're enrolled in our tribe, then they can benefit from them. So that could include educational services like the tuition waiver. It could include healthcare services from our tribal health centers, tribal housing, tribal employment, things of that nature. And at the end of the day, if they can trace their ancestry to the Sioux Tribe, then they should receive those services and a membership in our tribe.
And when does this open? Soon, right?
Soon this spring, yes.
Okay. Now,
yeah, it's the same criteria that every single person who is already in the Sioux Tribe has to have. All it's doing is allowing people that miss the boat to be enrolled. So before we open the rolls, if you were over the age of 21, even if you could trace all of your ancestry to the Sioux Tribe, and even if you were 100% Indian, you were ineligible for membership in the Sioux Tribe due to the rolls being closed. But like I said, since they're open now, new individuals have the same criteria to gain admittance. It's just they have a chance to become members of this tribe finally.